This is South Dakota Public Broadcasting News. I'm Susie Hansen. The South Dakota Rural Electric Association, or SDREA, says 10,000 South Dakotans are still without power after the Christmas blizzard. Most of the outages are in northwestern and northeastern parts of the state. A release from the SDREA says repairs are slow going as crews encounter deep snow in the west and thick ice in the east. At least one co-op has discovered additional damage. The SDREA says it may be several days before power is restored to all areas. Supporters say a new South Dakota concealed carry permit would speed up gun shopping for permit holders if it receives federal approval. The so-called gold card would bypass a background check for each firearm purchase from a licensed dealer. Instead, shoppers would simply be able to present the permit, which requires completing an FBI fingerprint background check on top of the standard obligations necessary to get a concealed carry permit. South Dakota would join more than two dozen states with such an option if it's approved by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. A Bureau spokeswoman says that the agency won't make a decision until after the new law goes into effect on January 1st. Foes contend that background checks should be the default for every gun purchase. And a high-ranking leader in a polygamous group that has South Dakota ties has been released from jail after pleading guilty in a multi-million-dollar food stamp fraud case. Seth Jeffs of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS, agreed to a deal yesterday that spares him more jail time or a fine. Jeffs runs the group's South Dakota compound and is the brother of its imprisoned prophet, Warren Jeffs. In your forecast tonight, in the northwest, there's a winter weather advisory until midnight mountain time. Otherwise, tonight, windy, clear to partly cloudy across the state. In the north, areas of blowing snow. Lows in the west and north central in the teens, and in the central and east in the 20s. Tomorrow, windy and cooler across the state. In the north, areas of blowing snow. This is South Dakota Public Broadcasting.